All right, so usually your stories is like an open mic format, but tonight everyone is here by my invitation because, as Chris said, I really love Superman. So I'm not even a joke. I'm really happy to have two of my three friends who were instrumental in getting me to care about the character, as well as two people whose work continues to ensure that new generations come to love him all the time. But before any of those people, I have to bring up the producer of the show, Mr. Chris Becker.
This piece of trash.
You're kind of trash.
Garneau's really nervous right now because I famously, in the Nerdalogs, am not an open fan of Superman. I know. I grew up a Marvel kid. So for Eric, you notice that he said, this is a by invitation only your stories. I was not an invitation. I was a request. because I produced
your last night.
Because I produced this. So he's really nervous right now about what I'm going to say. And I'm going to try to make him happy. See, I try to be everywhere. And I try to do everything. And most importantly, I try to not fail. And the not failing is key here. See, I don't like to lose, and while no one will ever say they like to lose, there are certainly those who don't like it more than others, and I'm certainly one of those that doesn't like it more than others. But you lose, and that's life, and you fall over, which is why I've always liked the superhero Spider-Man. Spider-Man is a loser. He gets back up. He falls and brushes himself off. He whines and moans, pisses about, and gets lucky. He's human. And if you overlook the superpowers, he's imitable. He learns lessons like we do, and the lessons he learns, well, we should learn them too. But we're not here to talk about Spider-Man today, right? We're here to talk about a much more interesting sociological character, Batman.
Yes.
The man who taught us that our failures are human. And that by embracing that, we can strive to be not a perfect society, but a more understood society. A society not of overwhelming order, but of self-policing, taking care of each other and bringing everyone else up together. And these heroes, they teach us how it is to deal with humanity. But it really takes a special alien to show us what it means to be the best human we can be. See, Superman gets a bad rap from me, mainly. For not telling a good story, right? To me, I don't enjoy reading a Superman story. I mean, he's got it. He's got the upbringing, the farm-spun wisdom of a Kansas boy with powers that could dominate the world. But what makes him interesting is that he doesn't take over the world. He decides to show the world what it is to be the best and what it looks like to not fail. He's that guy that does hot yoga before he goes to work that you hate. That guy who has an $80,000 job, a year job right out of college. That person who succeeds and you resent and you ignore and embrace your Batmans and Spider-Mans until you don't feel bad anymore about where you're at in life. But we need Superman to show us what a hero looks like. What good looks like. Because while he might rarely lose, we need someone to look up to show us what it's like to win, to show us what we could look like if we went to hot yoga every day. We wouldn't know what it's like otherwise. I don't buy Superman comic books, no offense. I know that we have some creators.
No one in the room sells Superman comic books.
Not gonna name names, but I can't imagine a world where he doesn't exist. I can imagine a world devoid of Batmans and Spider-Mans. But Superman has to exist. We want him to. When he famously died, we mourned. Even people who had never read a Superman comic book mourned and were in disbelief. How does someone who never loses lose it all? And then we rejoiced his return. Not by buying comic books, but we talked about it. DC is in the bed. in the worst situation ever. To borrow a Batman movie line, in the comics world, Superman may not be the hero we want, but he's the hero we need. Man, I love Spider-Man with all of my nerdy heart, but I don't want to be Spider-Man. I want to be Superman. I don't want the world to have more Batmans. I want the world to have more Supermans. And in this world we live in, we need people like Superman more than ever, because we need to win. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Before the show, Chris is like, I'm going to troll you so hard in your monologue, or in my monologue. I do want to say, since I hope I didn't give you this short shrift, the reason why I was totally cool with Chris requesting a spot is that I think he is the finest monologist that the Nerdologues has. So thank you for sharing that, Chris.